Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Sven Freudenfeld, Director of Global Business Development at Lanner Electronics. Welcome, Sven.
Thank you for having me.
Sven, why don't we just get started and talk a little bit about Lanner Electronics and where you guys fit within the realm of network infrastructure delivery?
So Lanner is a company who's around for about 30 years, headquartered in Taipei. We have about 900 employees worldwide, and our main focus or our traditional DNA is an ODM partner for most of the companies who are basically rebranding our platform. Last year revenue was about $260 million, and we're shipping approximately 50,000 systems per month. The 50,000 systems are usually rebranded under company names like Juniper, Cisco, or Fortinet, and so on. And the main focus or the main DNA in our company is the designing and manufacturing network security platforms. So ultimately, we are covering about 40% of the market shares in network security. There is a shift in the industry. They call it network transformation. And now what we've been doing the last 2 years, investing into dedicated platforms or optimized platforms for NFV and SDN deployments. And the majority of our platforms are based on Intel, leveraging some of the Intel tool chain, including DPDKs.
So you mentioned network security. What focused your company on that as a lead target for solution delivery?
So we are building platforms. Right now, the biggest activity is in the virtual CPE market. When service providers are rolling out VNFs, it's a new business model, it's a new business trend. That means that one platform will host multiple vendors, VNFs. Therefore, the platform needs to have certain criteria in order to sustain the demand for resource management as well for manageability. And network security and security in general is one of a virtual network function in order to deploy that in the enterprise network for the end customer. As well, mobile edge computing, you can imagine that when you have deployment of all these virtual CPEs and SD-WAN platforms in the network, you need to aggregate it somewhere, and the mobile edge is most active, the most closest to the end customer.
When you listen to customers talk about where they are in terms of deployment of virtual CPE solutions in their environment, what does that tell you about the maturity of the transition to virtualized networking and where the industry still needs to focus?
The key element on that is to actually replace some of the legacy equipment in the network, especially for some of the services for the enterprise. So that causes some of the concerns and needs to be addressed, specifically when we look at some of the ideas about zero-touch provisioning. So ultimately, you're replacing a piece of equipment for a new platform which is running the application in a cloud environment. So therefore, you need to have full network visibility to the end-user device of the customer premise equipment. At the moment, what we see is it's been proven as a proof of concept. The idea is great, but there are a couple of other conditions that needs to be considered, specifically where are these hardware platforms are going to be residing, what is the condition, what is the environment, and how can I manage that? So most of our platform approach is containing LTE connectivity as a control plane function, DPDK for network security in order to allocate the bandwidth demand. As well, we are using some of the open vSwitch implementation on our platforms. That's what we see so far in the market. And then the key element is when you're providing multiple VNFs, a multi-vendor environment, how do you allocate the quality of service on the networking path, because it's purely IP networking. So MPLS is a key category as well for the VNF deployment.
A lot has been talked about in terms of the mobile edge and the new use cases associated with the mobile edge. How do you guys look at that? And what is the importance of security as it differs from this edge computing to what you would find in a typical core network or data center environment?
So the rollout has three different categories. There is a hybrid approach. There is a premise-only approach. And there is the cloud-only approach. So most of the network security aspects are between the virtual CP device and the cloud, most likely on a hybrid approach. And on the mobile edge computing platform, considered as a mini data center at the edge, because there's a lot of processing taking place to serve the virtual CPE device and the VNFs on the customer premise. And at the same time, it provides a lot of I/O. So you could imagine when you have a site of, between 500 to 1,000 sites, you need to have a lot of aggregation coming from the customer premise towards the core network. And mobile edge computing will serve that function and also will do some core processing at the edge to eliminate some of the latencies and so on.
When you think about the solutions that you're delivering to market, what differentiates the Lanner products and why have you earned this great market representation?
The challenge, as I mentioned, is that it's sort of an open platform approach. So we keep it as an open platform approach. So that means we have to have some of the key tool chains available in order to manage a platform. So DPDK networking is one of them. We have an element for sustainability, meaning we're providing the option for LTE connectivity as well, Wi-Fi connectivity. And the biggest element for this is also the pricing structure, rolling out a new service on a virtual environment and to make the business model work requires some of the key price targets for the platform. So we are scaling from the very low-end virtual CPE platform to the mid-range and to the large-end platforms. But ultimately, all the platforms containing the same tool set and are really optimized for that environment, including Founders Computing, where you actually have the platform built where it can be deployed in locations where we don't know today where the platform will be going.
What is the importance of your participation in network builders around network transformation, and how has that influenced the designs that you're taking to market?
Ultimately, a solution is not just a hardware platform. Ultimately, it's a combination of the VNF, the environment of the orchestration layer, so there are different pieces around that. And your Internet Network Builder community provides a foundation to work with the ecosystem to actually bring some proof points for service providers before they're going into a real-time environment. The ecosystem is more important than ever because of a virtualized environment. Most of the companies who are traditional companies who are providing appliances are becoming a pure software company. And therefore, we need to work together in order to bring solutions to the market which are helping in the network transformation. So we as a company also have worked with some of the ecosystem partners of the Internet Network Builder community in order to bring these proof points to the service provider and align on their requirements.
And then how important is the work of industry standards in this space as we move to new technology?
The standardization process is coming from the lowest level on the compute side. There is the Open Compute Initiative. There are different initiatives beyond that. There is TIP, the Telecom Infrastructure Project, which are also looking at some of the core infrastructure platforms, but also looking at some of the deployment scenarios. In the Open Compute Initiative, there are discussions about standardizing some functions on the hardware side and the orchestration layer. It is important to at least to have a baseline to have some guarantees about interoperabilities. So we are also following that initiative and see where this is leading. Ultimately, that's really a key element to actually make it work seamlessly together. When you deploy multiple VNFs, there is no regulation at the moment. You know, how do you allocate memory resources and networking resources and how you prioritize that over different VNFs.
Thank you so much for being on the program today, Sven. One final question for you. If folks want to find out more about the solutions that Lanner is delivering to the market, the partners that you've got, and more about engaging with you, where would you send them for more information?
First, that would be to go onto the website, www.lannerinc.com. That would be the first step. There is a subsection for telecommunications, which is really giving a broad overview on some of our ecosystem partners, some of the proof of concept and use cases that we've been addressing, as well as some of the platform choices.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the program today. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.